Good morning, America. This is the Cast Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. Well, with us is Senator Blackburn from Tennessee, and she has some interesting things to go on. Senator, so many things have been going on in our world, in our country. What would you like to start with today?
Oh, my goodness. Let's start with the nomination hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. I'm on Senate Judiciary, and of course, we've been busy with those this past week. And of course, I have some serious concerns about how she has had rulings that were soft on child pornographers. She has allowed hardened criminals to be let go on compassionate release. She pulled down a federal statute that had been, when Congress passed the law, we said it was unreviewable because it dealt with immigration and turning back those that are trying to illegally come in the country. And on top of that, she had difficulty answering questions about CRT, the impact of that on children, children choosing gender because of some of the CRT teaching that at a school that she's on the board for, that elite private school. And, you know, I've got some serious concerns about her going to the Supreme Court. That is a lifetime appointment.
Oh, also, Senator, on Disney World, I understand that this lady that made the decision about doing what she's going to do at Disney World has two very young kids, like 4 or 5 years old. And she is saying, well, one is a transgender and the other one is a tamgender, whatever that may be. I mean, to put that much influence on young kids that are, you know, 4 and 5 years old, shouldn't she be brought up on charges?
You know, one of the things that we have looked at with Disney World, as I say, people go there to walk the yellow brick road and have a day in Fantasyland. They're not going there to walk on eggshells. They're not going there to have their kids go through some kind of nightmare in this business of no longer saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in their greetings. I think that is something that you have to look at and say, this is how the woke left extremists are using corporations to push their agenda.
And it was very disturbing to me that the public company Disney would allow that to happen by one of their employees, and that she's in an executive position. It was very disturbing.
Well, people, you know, one of the things you would think these corporations would do is look at what is happening across this country and the way parents have stood up to out-of-control government. Whether it is the state of Virginia with their statewide elections or San Francisco with the school board, parents do not want ideologies forced on their children. They want their children to be educated, not indoctrinated. And one would think that this is something that they would finally get, that they would finally have an understanding of. And, you know, this week we're going to be working more on the Supreme Court nomination. And, John, I'm going to continue to fight in this culture war to make certain that we preserve our religious liberties, our freedoms, that we are able to preserve our families. We know Marxist theology wants to push against the family structure and destroy that. We know that they try to create confusion and division. So I hope your listeners will keep up with us online at Marsha Blackburn.
Marsha Blackburn, Senator, they want to change our way of life, and we like America the way it is, and I don't want foreign influences coming into America trying to change our way of life. And God bless you, and let's pray for America because we need prayers.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Good to be with you, John. Take care.
God bless.
Bye-bye.